Another tech story now. Drones often get a bad rap. Weapons of war, tools for surveillance. But a former refugee from Afghanistan is working to change that image, at least a little bit. His name is Mehdi Salehi, and he's developing ways to use drone technology to help with the rescue efforts for migrants in the Mediterranean. Salehi's dubbed the project Drones for Refugees.
What we're trying to do with drones is to spot the exact locations where there's a problem with a boat, and we transfer all these data to the search and rescue professionals with no delay to try to help refugees and prevent losing lives.
Mm. And so once the drone is flying out over the sea, what kind of data is it going to be picking up? What will be helpful?
It's going to be real-time footage, video footage, the GPS coordinates, and as well as how many women, how many men, and how many children. So this information in real time and sharing those, this is very crucial, I think, and that's what we're doing.
Have you been able to send any of these drones out on any test flights yet and see the results?
Yes. Yes.
What did you find out?
We did a minimal deployment. We spotted one boat. We didn't want to go very close. We didn't want to scare him. We didn't know how would be the result if we didn't want to have any bad outcomes by this first try. But afterwards, we did fly our drones close to refugees and we interviewed them. We wanted to understand their feelings and how they would feel if by seeing a drone flying close to them.
This is all very personal to you, I know. I mean, you were yourself a teenage refugee from Afghanistan. How did that factor into this project?
Well, this story comes from 15 years ago when I was a teenager, wanted to cross from Turkey to Greece. A friend of mine and I, we bought a small plastic boat for $20, and we tried to cross the sea on a winter cold night. That was a horrible situation. We didn't know if we would get there alive, but we were lucky. I can't really describe, but it's darkness underneath. It's dark everywhere. You literally are by yourself, and there's no hope. If there's something goes wrong, you don't know if anyone can help. That helped me to come up. It helped the inspiration for the project.
And I'm curious, when you crossed over from Turkey to Greece 15 years ago, how do you think a drone might have helped you?
So it was a friend of mine and I, he got sick. He couldn't actually paddle. So I was kind of by myself. There were giant waves and there was literally no one to help. It was dark and we didn't have cell phones. We couldn't communicate with anyone. So we could literally have died that night. A drone, if we had seen a drone, we would know that there was someone behind that drone. There's a human being that is watching us. So if they didn't have bad intentions, help us if they wanted to. Absolutely, for myself, would be a very good thing to have a drone. And if something goes wrong, I knew that there are people that they can see us and help us.
Did you ever at the time dream that one day you would be in a position to help refugees, that you would be doing that?
No, I wouldn't imagine. I think that I wanted that night was to get somewhere safe and to stay alive. That's the only thing that I wanted that night. The same thing is happening 15 years later and in a larger scale. And unfortunately, people are dying. So that was kind of surreal.
Mm. With the one difference being you've got this little tool now that will be able to help them.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a tool that we're working hard on leveraging this technology for social good. And I think absolutely drones are very, very useful for helping refugees.
Mehdi Salehi, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Mehdi Salehi is the founder of the Drones for Refugees project. He spoke with us from New York.